Well, Todd, I know that a lot of the weather discussion that will be happening this weekend is going to be about Hurricane Dorian, and we're going to get to that in just a few seconds, but I wanted to step you back and talk about this past week at the Farm Progress Show. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a Farm Progress Show where the temperatures were actually quite comfortable, and we certainly got that this year. There was a bit of a forecast bust on my part, though, with yesterday, on Thursday. I was projecting a front to kind of sneak through parts of northern Illinois and come through central Illinois, maybe bringing in some thunderstorms late in the day, but those early morning storms that hit part of Iowa, well, they kind of washed out the environment and kind of ruined the potential for us to get storms. But that outflow from those storms in Iowa really took over and hit central Missouri and eastern Kansas really hard with storms that were still raging early this morning, bringing a lot of rainfall and a lot of severe weather and a lot of lightning. I bet some folks there didn't get much sleep last night. But the storms missed us here in Illinois. Now, when I look over the last 30 days, and I try to paint a picture as to where the wettest conditions have been in the Corn Belt, it's really been in the central United States and up toward the High Plains. Really, if you kind of come over to the Midwest, we still have pockets that are dealing with drought, even despite all the incredibly heavy rain we had earlier in the year. July and August were not kind to a lot of crops here in parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, even Tennessee, Kentucky, and even back into Iowa. And so our question is, are we going to be getting precipitation in there in the next few days? And the answer is potentially yes. There's a weak boundary that's lingering in the central United States and across parts of the mid-Mississippi River Valley over to the Ohio River Valley. And on it, we could get chances for storms throughout our weekend. Now, what are temperatures doing? Well, that's kind of our bigger question. So before we talk about Dorian, let's just say this. Temperatures have been favoring the cooler side of things. So instead of being in the middle to upper 80s, we've been seeing a lot of low 80s and even at times upper 70s. And for a crop that desperately needs heat to finish, this is not the right combination of things. Now, as Dorian comes into the southeast, we will be seeing temperatures rebounding in Illinois over the next couple of days, getting back up into the lower 80s, and potentially, by the time we get into maybe the Tuesday timeframe, getting up even warmer than that. But there's a big front that's coming through to knock down those temperatures again. So what do we see? Well, we certainly see that over the next 5 to 10 days, we're going to favor the cooler side of things, just a slight cool bias when we need heat. Now, that front that's coming through us on Tuesday is actually going to be the one that helps push Dorian back out to open ocean. And Dorian right now is over some very favorable water, moving very slowly toward Florida. And as it moves toward Florida, it could potentially bring an enormous amount of rainfall. Best projections at this point is for it to hit kind of the eastern side of Florida, right kind of smack dab middle of the state, maybe bringing in Category 4 strength winds. But the thing I don't like is that the steering currents around Dorian are weak, and that means it's going to be a slow-moving hurricane bringing in a lot of flooding potential to Florida, which has already seen an incredibly wet August. Now, there are pockets of drought in parts of South Carolina, parts of Georgia, North Carolina, and Dorian going over that drought-stricken area, well, if it moves fast, that would be great. Great, but it doesn't look to do that, which means we may be adding 6 to 10 plus inches of rain to a large swath of the southeast right at a crucial time for cotton and peanuts. So that's an interesting ag impact there. But the front that's coming through us on Tuesday here in Illinois might help kick that storm system on off and get it out of the way. Now, longer term, I do see a bit of moderation in temperatures mid-month of September, which means we kind of break away from this slight cool bias and maybe get over towards some warmer temperatures, but I'm not overly confident in that. And the longer-term model trends for this part of Illinois suggest that by the time we get toward the end of September and October, we may get back over into a cooler pattern. There is certainly plenty of cool air stretched in the Canadian prairies up to eastern Alaska that, should the jet stream become highly amplified, we could bring some of that cold air to the south. And there will be times in the coming days where parts of the northern plains do see their low temperatures dipping in to the upper 30s and lower 40s. But we're more concerned here about a frost, an early frost. I'm not predicting one at this point, but I'm telling you that ingredients are in place such that, should we get a highly amplified jet stream pattern, we could be bringing in some cooler air, potentially an earlier frost this year. But remember, it's August 30th, and you know our normal first frost date is October October 15th. So we need to maybe calm down a bit on the rhetoric I hear from the meteorological community about an early frost, okay? Turning my attention globally, one of the things I'm watching right now is we've had a fading of El Nino. We have ISO-neutral conditions, and the Brazilians are getting quite concerned about this. So I've been speaking a lot this week with multiple groups from Brazil, one of the things that they're concerned about is the drought that is set up across much of Brazil, especially western and northern Brazil. So you've seen a lot of the video footage of the fires going on there, and part of that is just exacerbated by the incredibly dry conditions. So what we need to think more about here is how dry things have been in the past in like the western United States and it burns. That's the same thing that's going on in Brazil right now. But they're quite concerned because the weather forecast models that have been initiated right now to forecast the start of their growing season know that it's dry, and as a consequence, they're keeping it dry for the beginning of their growing season, which could potentially delay the planting of their crop. And that is the one thing that we're going to be watching very carefully as we transition out of our growing season here in the Northern Hemisphere and start to focus a whole lot more on South America as we progress through the coming months.